Welcome to the Tune Into You Meditation Podcast, where you can take a few moments to tap in, turn on, and come alive from the inside out with your guide, self-love specialist, Jennifer DeVue.
Many, if not most of us, are taught to judge our emotions in some way. Whether it is to judge our low vibration when we are feeling less than perfect joy, or we were taught to judge our anger as inappropriate, unacceptable. Many of us were taught that to be sad was a burden, inconvenience to others, dragging them down. Many of us were taught that it's shameful to feel insecure or shame. Taught that confidence is attractive and anything less makes you unwanted, unlovable even. I promise you, whatever your situation may be, it is your own self-judgments, your own mental anguish that causes the majority of that pain. We like to think there is a perfect version of us we can arrive to, one who is never angry, always patient, always calm, never worried, always high vibe. But I'm here to tell you that true mastery, true peace, true freedom comes not from self-judgment, but from self-acceptance. The kind of self-acceptance that allows whatever you feel to be what it is without judgment, to be allowed to feel bad without fighting or punishing yourself for it, to give your emotions permission to be as they are, to question your inner state with loving curiosity without needing it to be different than it is, to give yourself permission to love yourself fully in whatever emotional state, knowing that no part of you diminishes any other part of you. This fulfillment and satisfaction are within and accessible by you now, when rather than judging, we can find the value in anger, shame, sadness. Everything you are capable of feeling has a purpose and can contribute to your life if you allow it. Join me in this guided meditation to reclaim the wholeness, the innocence, the value of your deeply feeling self. So when you're ready, find a comfortable position, sitting up or lying down. And allow your eyes to gently drift closed. You can take a few moments to settle in, just listening to the sounds around you, the gentle music, the distant rain. In your mind's eye, I'd like you to begin to imagine your body relaxing so very deeply that every muscle becomes limp, every nerve becomes quiet. Not doing any more than is absolutely necessary. And this quietness continues from your forehead down over your face, relaxing your mouth and jaw, flowing down your throat, quiet and still. Feel this quietness move down your body, telling every part of you to relax, quiet down. So relaxed, you may find yourself thinking you've never felt so relaxed before. As if your body just melts away, as this silence, this quietness moves down. Everything quieting down until your whole body is very, very still and quiet. And release anywhere you may have still been holding. Just let it fall, relaxing even more, relaxing down the back of your body, the back of your head, relaxing your shoulders, all the way down your spine, quieting down, and down the back of your legs. Quiet and release. Good, just like that. And imagine in your mind's eye that you could lift gently from your body. Just let your body remain deeply relaxed, and you begin to float up gently, effortlessly, floating up into the sky, floating above your room, above the building, up and up, floating all the way into space, all the way up, till you find yourself in the center of a great wheel. You are the hub of this wheel, and it's spinning ever so slightly around. There are many spokes on this wheel, turning slowly around you. You are the hub, the center, this great wheel. This wheel is all time. The distance from the center to the outer rim, if you were to travel down any one of the spokes, is the same distance. The rim of this wheel is your timeline for this life. And I want you to find the spoke that leads to the point in time when you were born. And as you travel from the center, the hub of this wheel, towards the outer rim, it's almost like you're traveling back in time. Traveling back and back and back to when you were just an itty bitty baby. Just opening your eyes, held close in your caretaker's arms, and all you knew was an ever-present, overwhelming sensation of love. I want you to remember all the emotions You are capable of feeling and experiencing or present here, even in the first few hours of life. Remember how a cry was not something to be ashamed of, but natural, innocent. Know that this baby, just like every other, deserves love. And when that baby cries, they deserve more love, not less. And it's still true for every one of us. Our emotions, deep and intense as they may be, deserve only more love, not less. Feel and see your mother loving you. And if they couldn't love you the way you deserve to be loved, you in this moment can pour love into that gorgeous child, pouring even more and more love. To that infinitely worthy little being. Knowing, feeling, seeing the innocence and the depths and intensity of all your emotions, then and now, as you pull that little baby into your heart and find your way back down the spoke towards the hub of the wheel, where you stand apart from time and the infinite present, and yet equally connected to all time, past and future, being just as close and just as far from the center of this wheel. I'd like you to find the spoke that leads to what is your future in this life, a point in the not very distant future where you have learned to embrace, accept, and allow yourself fully without needing your emotions to go away, but truly realizing the gift it is to be able to feel so deeply. Traveling now down the spoke to the outer rim, where the line of time moves in sequence. Soon now you'll reach this future point where you are embracing all that you are, without judgment, this state of total self-acceptance, where all negativity is instantly transmuted by your very allowance of it, where all negative emotion deserves more love, not less. You might sense or feel or know or see this you. Maybe they're sad or angry, but instead of fighting it, instead of judging it, they're totally embracing it, allowing it fully. And with curiosity, perhaps they're even asking, what is the gift of this emotion now? If it's not wrong, what I do with it. Maybe you just let yourself sit with that emotion, be with it fully, knowing it's not wrong. It is a gift to be able to feel. Pouring even more love, not less. And I want you to imagine you could merge with this you now. Step into this future you. Feel that love, that acceptance of self. And allow that feeling of freedom and wholeness, of innocence, to come with you back to the hub, the center of the wheel, where you are eternal, infinite, and infinitely connected to every part of you throughout all time. Past, present, and future. You can return to this hub at times to find wisdom, insight. But for now, let's gently flow down to the present, to your body as it is right now in the room. Feeling the space around you as you gently float down, aligning perfectly with your beautiful body and dropping in deeply. Feeling the life inside of you. As you wiggle your fingers or your toes, take a deep, soothing breath. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And before you get back to your day, I invite you to take a moment to appreciate you for taking this time to tune in to you.